Geek Radio Daily for Monday, December the 29th, 2008. Yipper, it's all the geek without the weight. One host, however. That's right, kids. Your Uncle Vicar running the show today. Billy Flynn up late last night. We don't want to go into the details, but he'll be all right. He'll be with us tomorrow. Welcome back in our in-between weekend shows, because, of course, we've got another, in-between holiday shows. You know what I mean. In-between holidays, because we're going to take another hiatus, I'm thinking, here on New Year's Day in a couple days. But that's all right. You got a few shows in the middle. Going to be a short one, as it always is, when your Uncle Vicar's by himself. But that's just because I'm that efficient. That's right. Anything anybody else can do, I can do it only quicker. You know, that's not always a good thing, is it? Ah, hell. All right. Anyway, what do we got today? Birthdays, Mary Tyler Moore on this day, 1936. Also, John Voight, the man from whom George Costanza once bought a car, sort of. Born in 1938. Ted Danson, born in 47. I wrote down Patricia Clarkson. Am I right that she is, you know, I bet not. But is she the mom on Home Improvement? Because that's why I wrote her down, because I think she's hot. Born 1959, could be. Finally, Jude Law was born on this day in 1972. All right, it's Monday, so we'll do box office numbers here in a little bit. First of all, though, let's take a look at your television pages. Oh, Vicar, what do I watch tonight? I do not know. I got the answer for you. ABC Tonight, Pirates of the Caribbean, whatever. Curse of the Black Pearl. In case you haven't seen that, there's pirates in it. Arg. AMC American Movie Classics with the always awesome Hunt for Red October. Which I still haven't bought on DVD, by the way. I need to, because it's uber cheap. And the disc has a lot of good stuff on it. It's got commentary and documentaries and crap like that. Just haven't gotten around to it. E! Tonight, the 20 most horrifying Hollywood murders. FX! Oh, coming at you twice with the amazing, amazing doubleheader of White Chicks, followed by Big Mama's House 2! Not the first one, 2! You got your Punked Marathon over there on MTV, 2! Sci-Fi Channel showing 10 Man. TCM, Turner Classic Movies, Ron Howard, 50 years in film. Now, I had to think about this, but yeah, I guess so. I guess it would be, wouldn't it, if you count everything back to the kid days. So that's cool. I like Ron Howard. TCM Tonight. Finally, though, in honor of Mr. Flynn, he'll be back with us tomorrow. If I'm watching anything, it's going to be on the Hallmark Channel, where the estranged grandfather of a 9-year-old quickly forms a bond with a child again when suddenly they must take care of each other. Ernest Borgnine stars in A Grandpa for Christmas. Now, where do you, let's say you want to get a grandpa for Christmas. Where do you go to get him? I mean, is there like a free range? If you have that preference, you prefer the free range, you know, where the grandpas are allowed to graze pretty much at will, you know. Or if you don't care, I don't know. I'm just not sure where you go to get him. Is there like a store? Is there a special mail order place for grandpas? I don't know. These are just my thoughts. Mailbag completely and totally empty over the holiday. Come on, people. I know you're celebrating. I know you're having a good time. I know you're with, like, your family and your friends and all of that. But how could you forget Billy Flynn and your Uncle Vicar? How? We're here for you, man. We're always here for you. You had a crappy day? We're here for you. Your wife made you sleep in the yard? We're here for you. Drop us some mail, would you? Podcast, Billy Flynn, Vicar, or The Bruce at geekradiodaily.com. We're going to come back here, and what do we got? Oh, box office. It's Monday, so we got your box office receipts from the holiday weekend. Also, news of the Geekly. It is all coming at you next on this here Monday, December 29th, 08, Geek Radio Daily.
And gentlemen in England now abed shall think themselves accursed they were not here upon St. Crispin's Day!
Hooray!
Hooray!
Good speech.
Hooray!
Good speech.
So you reckon King Henry's right then?
Oh yes, it's St. Crispin's Day.
No, I mean that people will be talking about us for years to come.
Oh, of course they will.
What, you reckon in, say, year 2008 they will be?
Oh no, the world will be ended by then.
But let's just say it's not. You reckon they will be?
Oh, of course they will. They'll be talking about us on anything called a podcast, I'd say. All Things Medieval Podcast.
www.allthingsmedievalpodcast.blogspot.com.
Oh, look, the French are here.
For Harry!
And for St. George!
The All Things Medieval Podcast for fans of the Middle Ages. www.allthingsmedievalpodcast.blogspot.com.
Geek Radio Daily for Monday, December the 29th of 2008. Holding down the fort, the Vicar, with no Billy Flynn today. Fear not, true believers. He will return to the airwaves or the pod waves or whatever on tomorrow. What are we doing? It's Monday. Oh, let's look at some box office returns, shall we? Let's see now. Coming in at number 10, the new movie, it's not all that new. 3 weeks in now, and it's third week, Doubt. That's right, there are nuns, so it's a crazy movie. It got nuns up in it. $5.7 million, basically. Number 9, The Spirit, in its first week. That's got to be a disappointing opening at $6.5 million. Cracked the top 10, but still. Day the Earth Stood Still at number 8 in its third week, $7.9 million. Tale of Despero. I want to see that. In its second week, I haven't gotten out there, but I will. That's in at 9.3, 7 pounds in its second week, $13 million. Yes, Man, Jim Carrey's picture. At 16.4. Now, then we leap up to over 20 mil, that magical mark, for Valkyrie in its first week. That opened on a budget of $75 million, made 21.5, so it's already made back a good little bit of its budget there in the opening weekend and in the top five, so that's pretty cool. Curious Case of Benjamin Button, also opening this weekend, it made 27 on a budget of 150. Now, Bedtime Stories, that was at number 2. It opened this weekend as well, $28 million, and opening this weekend, its very first week, the number one movie of the weekend, Marley and Me. Look at that jump, $37 million. I mean, it's not a huge jump from the second movie, but go to movie number 5, Yes Man with 16, $37 million. Jennifer Aniston and a dog. Yeah, I know there's other people in that movie too, but I like dogs, and frankly, I like Jennifer Aniston. All right, cool. Let's take a look at our geek news.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
All of the geekly news fit to bring you people from the GRD Nation, coast to coast and worldwide. From io9.com, this year's Doctor Who Christmas special may have doubled its doctors, but it still wasn't the most watched show in the UK on Christmas Day. That honor belongs to A Matter of Loaf or Death, the first new Wallace and Gromit short in 13 years. Yes, siree. Not only is it the first time the characters have appeared in a new TV project in over a decade, it's the first time the British icons have been seen at all since 2005's Curse of the Were-Rabbit. So congratulations, Wallace und Gromit. Pardon me. All right, Slice of Sci-Fi reports. Another piece of past technology, now officially only a memory, VHS, now a relic of the past. With the news this week, the Distribution Video Audio, the last supplier of VHS tapes, finally shipped out the last of its stored stock. Of course, a big question for all who ran out several years ago and invested in that crazy DVD craze. There are experts in the field saying within the next 4 or so years, that will be replaced entirely by Blu-ray technology. Some of us have already gotten on board. I have not. I'll get there because I'll have to, I guess. From Newsarama.com, Hollywood Reporter announced that Disney has declined for, quote, logistical and budgetary reasons, declined to jump on board for a third Narnia film. Considering the initial plan was for Disney to back a trilogy, this is unusual, but considering Prince Caspian only hit $141 million versus the $292 million that Lion made, yeah, Disney may just be, well, they're tightening belts. Everybody's tightening belts, so we'll see. Considering the influx of children's book adaptations like Harry Potter, Despero, and The Golden Compass, co-producer Walden Media may have a number of backers to petition, so, you know, it still might happen. Voyage of the Dawn Treader is going to be, is going to be the third movie. If somebody makes it, we'll see. And from TMZ, how's this for a movie poster quote? So good I kept watching it even after I shot a man. Yeah, after trying several times to get a guy to quiet down, including a little popcorn throwing, a man in Philadelphia allegedly shot another man because he wouldn't stop talking during the Curious Case of Benjamin Button. Yeah. Philadelphia Inquirer is reporting, and what's worse, it was on Christmas Day. Come on, man. Have a heart. And the alleged victim was with his kid. Dag. James Joseph Ciela is charged with attempted murder, aggravated assault, and weapons violations. The paper says, oh, and this is the best part. The paper says after Ciela shot the guy, sat back down, finished watching the movie. Oh, hell yeah. That's a hardcore movie fan up in this. Geek Radio Daily, licensed under the Creative Commons, attribution, non-commercial, no derivative works, 3.0 U.S. license. Subscribe to iTunes. Please review us while you're there and join the forums over there at geekradiodaily.com. Don't miss GRD's weekly, the occasional weekly wrap-up show. Check out the store over at cafepress.com and email us, por favor, at podcast. Billy Flynn, Vicar of the Bruce, geekradiodaily.com.
I'm so lonely, so lonely, so lonely and sad, real lonely.